Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, it's only half the game whenever you grow crops in the state of South Carolina. They have to go somewhere once you harvest them. And South Carolina Department of Ag is very active in getting those crops into the hands of people that can use them.
Well, that's exactly right. To be successful, you got to find those markets that you can move your product in. And our job, which we take very seriously in the department, is to facilitate that for as many farmers as we can in South Carolina. And we're always looking for new ways to do it. And this year is no exception. We've got lots of new exciting things we're working on.
Let's talk about some of those new things you are working on.
Well, we're partnering with the Pork Board at the Darlington Raceway, the Bojangles Southern 500. It's Labor Day weekend, so we are there with them with a big billboard. Go to Darlington or watch it. You might see it up on, I think, Turn 3. They said that's where all the good wrecks happen. So that happens. They'll be able to see the South Carolina Pork Board partnering with the Certified SC Grown to let those race fans and TV watchers know about South Carolina pork.
And we're going to also be eating some pork there at the race.
Well, that's true. You can't promote it without providing it. So we work closely with the folks at Darlington Track, got a good relationship with them, as others. One other example, we are partnering with SC Biz Magazine this fall to do an agribusiness issue, similar to what they did last year, but try to improve on that with content and amount of coverage that they give. So we're very excited about partnering with the South Carolina magazine, SC Biz. Tell you something I'm really excited about. We've been working on a new media campaign for quite a while to speak to the millennial generation, the foodies, I guess. And we've got a campaign coming out called the Roots Campaign that we're all very excited about.
Let's talk a little bit about what's involved in that particular campaign.
One thing we're doing, we featured, I think, 10 farmers from across the state to talk about their roots in farming. Some are multi-generation farms. Some are those who've begun on their own. So all in between, highlighting their roots in agriculture, but that their roots apply to the food that they produce and provide to the South Carolina consumer. So just as we all have roots in our family, our food has roots on the farms across South Carolina. So the Roots Campaign, we're very excited about.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.